I measured my biological age. My Do Not Impace Value score, which measures the speed of your biological aging, is 0.62, which means that for every year I age only 0.62 of it. At the Rejuvenation Olympics website, where people show their results with the Do Not Impace score, then the lowest score on that website is 0.67.
Nice.
In this video, I'm going to share with my other results with these tests, and I'm also going to share with my routine in terms of my dieting practices, my exercise routine, my supplementation, etc. But do you want to slow down aging and live longer? If yes, then I'm looking for more people who want to reverse their biological clock. If you're interested, then email me the word health to info@siebenland.com and I'll send you the details.
It's showtime.
So here were my results for my age group. So the Do Not Impace is based on the DNA methylation clock, and it uses the algorithms and the patterns of DNA methylation based on the Dunedin study, which is one of the longest like human intervention studies for longevity and age reversal or age assessment. Here, my chronological age is 28. I'm almost 29, actually, in a few months. Dunedin pace value is 0.62, which even for my age group is significantly lower than is on average based on the oldest DNA methylation clocks. They're based on your age population, so your age group. They're not measuring all of it. Like, your results are always compared to your age group, what is normal for your average age, and then based on that, it will tell you how good are you doing compared to your own age group. So that's why the kind of argument that, you know, I'm so young, I'm only 29 years old, that's why I'm aging very slowly. That's, you know, of course, there is some aspect of truth to that. But even if you compare all the other people in my age group, which is the 29 and 28 year olds, even then I'm doing significantly better than the average 28 year olds. Even then I'm in the 99 percentile of people in my chronological age. So I'm not like just getting these results because I'm young. I'm getting these results because I'm also practicing what I preach, and I have a specific like routine that I've been following for, you know, 6-8 years almost, and that's why I'm getting these kinds of results. The average person who is 28 years old, then as you can see, their Do Not Impace score is gonna be above 0.8. So the average 28 year old has the Do Not Impace score of around like 0.85 or something like that, whereas mine is 0.62. And we can also add in some other people who have done the test as well online. I've found a few videos who have done the same test. So this YouTube channel, Jesse James West, has a lot of followers. He did the same test with Brian Johnson. He followed his routine, etc. And he shared his results.
0.79.
So Jesse James West got the result of 0.79, and he's actually younger than me. I think Jesse James West is like 24 or 25 years old, so he's like 4 years younger than me, and he got the result of 0.79, which puts him somewhere around here. So as you can see, he's doing significantly worse based on this test. And I mean, he's not an unhealthy person. Like, he's very lean, he's very fit, he follows a clean diet relatively, he, you know, exercises regularly, lifts weights, gets a lot of sunlight, he sleeps quite well. So he's pretty much following the very healthy lifestyle. He's healthier than 99% of people of his age already. And still, his Do Not Impace score wasn't, you know, as good as mine, because I do some other things. I do different things. I don't follow the kind of regular advice in terms of health and longevity. I have my own, you know, tricks and tips up my sleeve that I'm going to share with you as well. We have another YouTube channel, Leon Hendricks, who is, I think he's 27 years old, and he also got his results. His results said that his speed of aging is 0.92. So he's 27 years old, and as you can see, he the speed of his aging is a lot faster than the average of someone his age. And he's also relatively healthy and fit person. He eats a pretty good diet. He exercises regularly. And, you know, he's doing everything right in terms of most of the effort that he's put into. So you might wonder, why have I gotten such good results? Why is my speed of aging only 0.62 compared to Jesse James West's, who is younger than me, whose speed of aging should be lower than me based on the chronological age? But because he follows a different lifestyle and he's still a very healthy person, he's still healthier than 99% of people in the world, his speed of aging is still 0.79, and the other Leon Hendricks had a speed of aging of 0.92. So it's not just that you're young and you follow a healthy lifestyle, you get these results. You need to put into some extra effort, and you need to have some additional, you know, specific protocols designed for reversing and slowing down the biological aging that I'm going to share with you in this video. I also don't have any good longevity genetics. I actually have quite bad longevity genetics based on my family history. So no one in my family is older than 80 years old. My first grandfather died when he was actually 36. He died to colorectal cancer. My second grandfather died when he was 74. My grandmothers are both alive still, but they're in their 70s. But no one else in my family, in my close family, in my distant family, has ever lived above 80 years old. So I don't have any exceptional longevity genetics in my family, and I intend to change that. I intend to break my own family record as well and live until 100 years old. So what is the biggest reason why my aging speed is so low, and what is giving me the biggest results? So first I'll cover the 80-20. What are the most fundamental, most impactful, and most effective things in my routine that give me 80% of the results? Because yes, you could follow a whole lot of things, but most of those things don't give you the biggest majority of results. There is only like 20% of the activities that give you the 80% of the results. That's like the Pareto's rule that applies to many things, your biology, your physiology, as well as business and other economics. All those things follow the Pareto's principle in most cases. The number one most important thing for slowing down biological aging, as well as improving your overall health, is calorie restriction. So calorie restriction is just something that describes the idea of eating less calories than you burn. And in all species, calorie restriction has been shown to slow down the speed of aging and increase lifespan. What calorie restriction basically means is that I just eat either like around my maintenance calories, I don't get overweight, I don't gain extra body fat, I maintain a relatively stable body weight all the time, and eat a bit less calories than I usually burn. There's really no magic to this. When you are in a calorie restricted state, then your body will ramp up a lot of its longevity pathways, such as AMPK. It increases autophagy, it activates sirtuins, it suppresses mTOR, the growth pathway, and it also helps to clear out many of the debris and junk material that accumulates inside cells. As a result of that, if your body experiences mild positive stress like hormesis through calorie restriction, then you're going to age slower because your immune system is stronger, you turn on the body's antioxidant defense system, you turn on the other longevity pathways, and you also avoid the chronic diseases, because if you're overeating calories, then your risk of obesity, diabetes, metabolic syndrome, and just other kind of chronic diseases increase exponentially. So calorie restriction is the most effective way to make sure you don't develop any of these chronic diseases and maintain a good body composition that does also slow down biological aging. Now, what kind of a diet do I follow to adhere to that calorie restriction? I generally follow a whole foods based diet, but I still follow the 80-20 rule here as well. You don't need a 100% perfect diet to slow down aging. Many of the centenarians who live past 100, they don't have a perfect diet. Some of them smoke, some of them drink wine, some of them eat ice cream, so they do generally eat healthy foods. But it's not 100% perfect. You never need 100% perfect, because there even is no such thing as 100% perfect diet. You just need to get 80% of it right. You need to eat whole foods that have less of these added ingredients, that are minimally processed and generally are lower in calories. Most of my foods are gonna be like different kinds of vegetables, leafy greens, some fish, eggs, different kinds of tubers, fruits, a little bit of meats. I eat mushrooms and maybe like a little bit of nuts and seeds, but not a lot. When it comes to the biological age specifically and the DNA methylation age, then there is a specific group of foods that you need to focus on to support the methylation process. So methylation is the process of adding methyl donors and shuffling them around. DNA methylation describes attaching the methyl donors to your DNA that then have epigenetic effects on your longevity and the speed of your aging. If you're not getting enough methyl donors into your diet, or you have like some aspects of methylation mutations, like the MTHFR mutations or something like that, then, and you're not getting enough of the methyl donors into your diet, then you will be aging faster and your risk of different kinds of diseases also increases, because you're hypomethylating. You're not providing your body enough of the methyl donors needed to support methylation and DNA methylation. The main methyl donors that you want to focus on are trimethylglycine, or TMG, also known as betaine. You can get that from different kinds of whole foods like beetroot, shrimps, spinach, wheat germ, wheat bran, mushrooms, and different kinds of vegetables. Some other methyl donors that you want to get are B vitamins, especially B12, and you get that mostly from animal protein sources. Lastly, you also want to get some choline that supports methylation, but it's also important for Alzheimer's and neurodegeneration, as well as maintaining good liver health. So the best dietary sources of choline are egg yolks and liver. Another key component that I think contributes a lot to my slower speed of aging is I don't drink any alcohol. So I've been pretty much completely free of alcohol for the last 8 years or something. I might have like 1 to 2 drinks per year, usually on some special occasions. Like I drank a little bit of wine at my wedding. We drank some wine at our honeymoon with my wife. Now, do you need to be completely zero alcohol to slow down aging? No, because the, you know, red wine has also been a big part of the Mediterranean diet. And a lot of the centenarians also drink a little bit of wine here and there. They're not alcoholics, of course, but you know, you can probably get away with 1 to 2 drinks per week, maybe 3 at most. You will not really get away with if you drink every night. If you drink 1 glass of wine every night, then that's probably already too much, because it's going to negatively affect the methylation and it's going to negatively affect the speed of aging as well. So alcohol is even worse than sugar. Alcohol is much worse than any other processed food, in my opinion. And you, at least in doses, that is beyond 1 drink per day. And I do think that that is also part of the reason why my biological aging speed is so low, is because I don't really, I never drink. That's a big component to this.
Disappointed!
The next dietary component that gives me a lot of results, at least based on my opinion and based on my research, is intermittent fasting, also known as time-restricted eating. I personally still believe that a lot of my results for my health, as well as my speed of biological aging, is due to the smaller time-restricted eating window. So I currently eat 1.5 meals per day. So I have 1 larger meal for dinner, and during the daytime, I have a smaller meal that consists of primarily only protein. Do you need to be eating like 1 meal a day to get the same result? Probably not. 2 meals a day, I think, is going to be identical to 1 meal a day, and actually 1 meal a day, just a single 1 meal a day, is probably counterproductive because of the increased stress and because of eating just too many calories in one sitting. You might have some negative effects on your blood work, and you know, your speed of biological aging isn't going to be that optimal. Like 2 meals, I think, is the most optimal eating frequency for the lowest speed of biological aging. Now, if you're someone who is in their 50s or 60s and 70s, then probably 3 meals is the recommended amount, because at that point you want to shift your focus more on maintaining some of the muscle tissue, as to not become frail and as to not become skinny fat, or as to not become sarcopenic, which is very important at that age. But for my age, then I can easily get away with that eating window. And because the fasting window mimics a lot of the effects of calorie restriction, my body for the vast majority of the day is in a state of calorie restriction and energy deprivation, which is a huge signal for turning on these longevity pathways. Like, I've been doing intermittent fasting for 10 years and it has always worked. I have changed my diet. I've been on a more heavier meat-based diet. I've been on a more plant-based diet. But the intermittent fasting window has always stayed the same, and it has always, I think it has always been the cornerstone to my results in terms of the speed of aging and just overall health. And I think that the macros itself, like whether low carb or high carb, high fat, low fat, those are actually not that important for at least the speed of biological aging. You can have a very beneficial result with a low carb diet, and you can get a very beneficial result with a low fat diet and a high carb diet, as long as you don't develop metabolic syndrome, as long as you don't become overweight, and as long as you don't get diabetes. You will be able to slow down the speed of aging on any diet, but the intermittent fasting, I think, is still something that is recommended for me, at least, to add to any diet, and it does have positive effects on the DNA methylation as well as the reduction in the speed of biological aging. Now, let's talk about exercise. Exercise is a huge cornerstone to my longevity routine and just my health. In general, I exercise very regularly and I rarely like skip exercise. Like I've been exercising regularly for the last 10 years, and the longest time I've gone without exercising is probably like a week. On a regular basis, I'll be getting at least 4 to 5 workouts per week. You want to train both resistance training as well as cardio, because both muscle mass and your cardiorespiratory fitness are associated with longevity, and both of them will slow down the speed of aging. If I were to just say which type of exercise is superior for just the speed of biological aging, then I would say cardio is probably a more effective way to slow down the speed of aging, at least in the short term. because what cardio does, it provides a bigger energy stressor to your system, and it also turns on the longevity pathways a lot more than resistance training. But you still want to do resistance training as well, because resistance training is going to transform your body a lot more than just cardio. If you just do cardio, then you're not really going to see a significant change in your body composition in terms of your muscle mass and your fat percentage. On an average week, I train like 3 times a week with resistance training, and my focus is only on like strength-based movements. I do like a more traditional powerlifting split right now. I don't want to build muscle tissue. Like, I'm already at the peak of my like natural muscle building potential. I don't really need to add any more muscle tissue. The only focus for me right now is the muscle strength and maintaining that and increasing my bone density over the long term with the resistance training. For cardio, I do cardio as well at least, you know, 2 to 3 times per week, and I cycle between different methods of doing cardio. I'll do like some actual low intensity steady state cardio for like 30 to 45 or even 60 minutes on some days, and I also do some intervals and some sprints. So like I do like a sprint workout every now and then, and I'll do like a high intensity interval workout as well once a week, because both of them are important for increasing your VO2 max, and both of them have slightly different metabolic effects that are going to improve your DNA methylation scores and are going to improve your speed of biological aging as well. One crucial part that many people who are into longevity and anti-aging is that doing too much, like if you are just exercising and going hard all the time, then chances are you're going to overdo it eventually. If you're overtraining, then that is going to also actually accelerate your biological aging. So you don't want to overtrain. If you want to become a power, like a professional athlete, then you have to overtrain to a certain point, and you have to sacrifice your health and longevity to a certain point as well. So that's why, like, professional, at the professional level, you have to sacrifice some aspects of your aging speed. And that's why you don't want to, like, if you're a recreational athlete or a everyday person, then you don't want to reach overtraining. You want to overreach in terms of pushing your body beyond its current limits, but you don't really benefit from becoming overtrained and, you know, chronically overtrained all the time. You want to, like, yeah, train regularly. You want to train hard. You want to put in the effort of trying to improve your results at the gym, but you don't want to become overtrained. So recovery is as important for the reduction in biological aging speed as the exercise and as the any other stressor. So you want to make sure that you sleep enough. I sleep at least 7 to 8 hours every night, and that for my age, for me right now, gives me adequate results. So as an adult, you want to get at least like 7 to 8 hours for the optimal biological age reduction. It's probably better to aim for 8 hours, 8.5 hours is, I think, gonna be the sweet spot. But the quality of your sleep matters a lot more than the quantity. So how well do you sleep? How much deep sleep are you getting? How much REM sleep are you getting? Those things matter a lot more than the total amount of your sleep. Most important thing for that is maintaining a consistent sleep wakefulness cycle and circadian rhythm. So if you are going to bed and waking up at the same time every day, then that increases the chance of you getting better sleep, and it also trains your body to sleep better. If you're going to bed at different times of the day all the time and at irregular times, then it's going to mess up your body's circadian clocks, and it's also going to make it harder for you to actually fall asleep. NAD recycling is linked to the circadian rhythms. Your different longevity pathways like autophagy, AMPK, sirtuins, they're all linked to the circadian rhythms, and you want to maintain the circadian rhythm. It's kind of as important as exercise, in my opinion. Go to bed at the same time and wake up around the same time, and be more like a diurnal creature. Morning sunlight exposure, daylight sunlight exposure as well are very important for maintaining circadian rhythm alignment, and exposure to morning sunlight helps you to produce melatonin at night. It helps you to sleep better at night. It boosts your mood. It increases NAD recycling. So avoiding sunlight is not the smartest thing for longevity. You do want to get exposed to healthy amounts of sunlight, especially morning sunlight and the sunset. So there is a specific wavelength of light that you get from the morning sunrise and the evening sunset. Of course, if you are getting sunburned, then that's bad for the skin. Aging, you're going to get more wrinkles. And yes, if you are this kind of a person who just spends a lot of time outside, then you will be like in better health. You will have better mood and stuff like that. But it is true that too much sun exposure does age your skin. So it makes you look older. You're going to get more wrinkles. Now, I'm personally not really that worried about that. I don't really care about wrinkles like, we're all gonna get wrinkles eventually. I'm not going to neurotically obsess about never getting wrinkles. Like, it's natural. Like, if you don't want to get wrinkles, then you also have to stop laughing because, you know, the laughing itself creates wrinkles. And if you are a person who laughs a lot, which is good for your health and immune system, then you will get more wrinkles, especially around the eyes and the forehead, because if you're laughing, then you move your skin around. Whereas if you don't want to get any skin wrinkles at all, then you have to inject Botox and have to never laugh at all and never get exposed to sunlight, which does reduce the aesthetic speed, reduces the speed of your skin aging in an aesthetic sense, but it doesn't really have a different effect on your biological aging speed. So I'm more interested about just living longer than looking younger. I don't care if I look older. It's going to happen anyway. Like, once you're in your 40s or 50s, you're going to get wrinkles anyway. So you don't really have to, like, you know, worry about it that much, in my opinion. And that, and it's not worthwhile to, like, completely avoid sunlight for that sake. Like, you're going to get wrinkles anyway. You're going to just sacrifice the other health benefits that you will get from the sunlight. Of course, you have to be smart about it. Don't get sunburned. The healthiest sun exposure is in the morning and in the evening, and the worst sun exposure is at noon, at midday. So, you know, you can, like, avoid sunlight at the daytime and at like the noon time around 12 and 2 p.m. That's where the sun is the hottest and highest UV index. But you don't want to avoid sunlight in the morning and in the evening. That's a very important part.
Feel how soft my skin is.
Now, what about my supplements? What kind of supplements am I taking? I have made a full, very long video going through my current supplementation routine. I'm not going to go through it right now. You can check out the video. But my supplement routine isn't that complex. I'm not taking any rapamycin. I'm not taking any metformin. I do take some senolytics every once in a while, but not like every day or anything like that. I take maybe like NMN every once in a while, not every day either. Some of the supplements that I take every day are like collagen peptides, glycine, some creatine, NAC quite regularly, and a few other like, you know, vitamins and minerals. But yeah, my supplement routine is pretty low maintenance and it's still very effective. Like, the supplements have the least effect on your biological aging speed. The biggest effect from your biological aging speed comes from the diet, maintaining good body composition, being lean, eating a bit less calories, exercising regularly, and making sure that you get enough of the methyl donors. And maybe like intermittent fasting is still more powerful than any other supplement, in my opinion. So yeah, the supplements, they will add maybe like 5 to 10% to your results, but they're not going to be the vast majority. And many people just hyper-focus on the supplements. I think the supplements can be, yeah, powerful, but they're not something that you want to, you know, worry about that much. And your main focus should still be getting fit, get as fit as possible as you can, get as strong as possible as you can, get as lean as possible as you can, get as good of a VO2 max as you can, and you will be far better off than focusing on the supplements. That's just my advice. Now, this is the last segment of the video. I'm going to cover some questions. Well, those people are decades older than you are. Not a really a fair comparison. Of course, you age slower than they do. That is a valid point, to a certain extent only, because your body actually ages the fastest during puberty. Now, we don't call it aging, we call it puberty, but when you look at it, then your body goes through the most amount of epigenetic and biological changes in your puberty. Like, you're a very completely different person when you were 11 years old compared to 18 or 20 years old. So you go through actually the most morphological and biological changes during puberty. So, and you actually reach the full physical development around 25 years of old. And that applies to psychological development as well, coincidentally. Like, your brain is actually very plastic up until the point of 25 years old. And they do find that the DNA methylation speed is much higher in your puberty up until 25 years of age. And after that, it stabilizes, you become an adult around 25 years old, actually, and you maintain that adulthood. You know, usually in your 40s and 50s, you start to see some accelerated aging, but even then, you know, the result, my biological age results, they're not compared to the 50 or 70 year old. They're compared to my age group, and they give you the result based on that. So it always compares my results to the individuals in my age group. And even that, in that analysis, I'm already better than 99% of other people in my age group. And like we shared in the beginning of the video, Jesse James West, he's healthy, he's fit and lean, he eats clean, he exercises regularly, and he still got a worse result despite being 4 years younger than me. And the other person as well, who is also exercising regularly, he's lean, he's healthy, he eats a good diet, his results was also 0.92 compared to my 0.62, and we are around the same age. He's still younger than me. So it's, you know, yes, I do have a certain advantage in some ways, but if that were the case, then anyone who is 25 years old would get the same result as me, but they're not. Jesse James West, who is 24, I think he got a worse result than me, and he's already doing better than 90% of other people. So if you take a random 25-year-old off the street and you measure their biological age and you do the DNA methylation test, then they're probably going to get a much worse result than me. They're going to be probably around 0.8, 0.9, like the other average people. So, you know, yes, I have a certain advantage over some people. I have a huge advantage over people who don't follow any healthy lifestyle. I have less of an advantage over people who follow a healthy lifestyle and they're in their 40s, but someone who is in their 40s and 50s, but they follow the healthy lifestyle, then their speed of aging is going to be lower than the 25-year-old who doesn't follow a very routine, very like healthy lifestyle. So the age can only get you so far. If you're 25 and you don't, so you can't expect to get a very slow speed of aging just because of being young. It doesn't work like that. You also need to put in the work. I've been putting in the work for 8 years, 10 years. And I've been following this same routine for, yeah, a decade. And that's why I have such good results. And I also, like shared in the video, I have a few tips and tricks that is beyond just a healthy lifestyle. So I'm putting in more work than the average healthy person. And I've been doing it for much longer. And my age does contribute to it a little bit. But my speed of aging has been actually faster over the last 8 years than my speed of aging will be in the next 10 years, if that makes sense. I have been aging much faster between the ages of 18 to 25 than I will be aging between the ages of 28 to 35. From now on until 35 years of age, my speed of aging will be slower than my speed of aging was when I was 18 years old because of the nature of the human body. When you're a teenager, you are aging much faster than someone in their 30s. That's just how it works. It's not called aging, it's called puberty, and it's called becoming an adult, but that's true. Like, your DNA methylation age and your epigenetic age is much faster between the years of 18 to 25 than it is between 28 to 35. So I'm actually just entering my golden years in terms of my speed of biological aging. From now on, from the age of 28 to 35, I'm expecting my speed of aging to reduce even more, or at least stabilize until I get 35 years old or 45 years old. And because I'm following already these healthy lifestyle habits, and because I'm staying consistent to my routine for the next 10 to 20 years, then I'm expecting my speed of aging to, yeah, slow down even more and to maintain for a lot longer. So I don't think it's impossible for me to maintain this speed of aging, this 0.62 per year, up until I'm 50 years old. Of course, time will tell. We don't know what's going to happen. I might, you know, something bad might happening. I might get like cancer or something. You know, who knows? But at least based on the plan, based on the trajectory, that's going to happen. And I hope it answers the question. Yes, I have a certain advantage, but the advantage is wisdom. The biggest advantage I have is wisdom. I have the wisdom to have applied this right routine to my health and longevity. And it wasn't a coincidence. It's not that I just stumbled upon this routine accidentally. Like, 5 years ago, there was no one talking about this anti-aging stuff. I did it my own. I did the research my own. I wrote a book about it my own. I did my own strategy, my own routine, and I've been following it ever since that. So my wisdom is my biggest advantage. It's not my age. My biggest advantage is my wisdom for having had the wisdom to apply these things early on. And that's the biggest advantage that I have, of having had the right intuition about this and then making the right decisions. And the reason why I've had that wisdom is because I'm maybe like mentally a bit more mature than my chronological age. Like, mentally, psychologically, I'm maybe like 35 years old because I'm more self-aware probably than the average person, and I'm also more determined than the average person. I'm also more disciplined than the average person, and I'm also more intuitive than the average person, and I'm also more wise than the average person. I'm certainly a lot wiser than someone who is 18 years old or someone who is even 38 years old, if that makes sense. So yeah, my advantage is my wisdom. And I don't want to turn it into like a rant, but yeah, I've talked about it long enough already. Next question. Seem, does your family have sprinters and explosive athletes primarily? No, I have no family history of any athletes. Like, none of my family members are athletes, and they've never been athletes. Like, no one that I know of. And the same applies to like longevity genes. I don't have any good longevity genes in my family. Like I said, my first grandfather died when he was 36 to colorectal cancer. My second grandfather died at the age of 74. My grandmothers are in their 70s, and my mother's side grandmother has like a genetic predisposition to hypertension. Even my other grandmother doesn't have any predispositions apparently, but yeah, like no one in my family is older than 80 years old. Like literally no one. And none of my grandparents, none of my great grandparents, none of them have made past 80. And yeah, like I said, I intend to kind of change that. And the reason has to do, you know, the only reason I will be able to change that is through epigenetics and through like lifestyle change. Next question. Do you think being so much younger than the vast majority of the people on the Rejuvenation Olympics leaderboards that are 40 plus gives you an advantage? Do you think younger people might have an advantage when it comes to the seeding for rate of aging reduction using current interventions? Well, at least, you know, I already talked about it a lot, but I'll add this point, which is that it's much easier to see results and improvements if you start off at a worse baseline. So for example, if I would have been overweight, if I had like pre-diabetes or just being lazy and not following any healthy lifestyle habits, I would have reversed my age a lot by just implementing some of the basics like losing weight, exercising regularly, cleaning up my diet. I would have seen so much better results if I just implemented from a worse baseline. If you are unhealthy and you just implement some of the basics, you're going to see huge improvements in your results. You're going to see huge reversal results, because if you start off being overweight and being unhealthy, you just flip the script with some easy changes, and you're going to see, like, you could easily see like a 10-year reduction in your biological age if you just fix some of the loopholes. For me, I've been already doing this for 10 years, and it's for me to see extra benefits, for me to see additional benefits in my age reversal is exponentially harder. It's actually much harder for me to reverse my age than for Brian Johnson. Now, Brian Johnson wasn't like super overweight. He was just a tech bro who was a bit like unhealthy. He just was overly stressed. Probably he didn't take care of his health that much. So for him to see an age reversal of 5 years and get the results, it's very easy for him because he starts off at a worse baseline. Whereas for me to reverse my biological age by 5 years at already peak health, I'm already like at like peak health, it's very hard for me to squeeze out that last bit of extra juice from that. It's virtually impossible for me to get like a 10-year extra age reversal. And you know, it's even impossible probably for me to go below 16 years based on this test. Like I don't know, I think like the 16 is probably the ceiling. It's almost impossible for to go below that. And yeah, even then it's very hard for me to see any additional health benefits in my age reversal, because I'm already at peak. I'm already at the near peak in a lot of ways. So yeah, I hope that answers your question. The worse off you start from, then the easier it is for you to see results. If you're already at maxed out of the fundamentals, you're maxed out at your fitness, you're maxed out like, and when I say maxed out, then I mean like you're at 80%, 80 to 90% of the things that you need to do and the results, then it's very hard for you to see additional benefits. So if anything, then it's actually harder for me to reverse my age, because I'm already at peak health before I even started this. Maybe if I would have done this test 6 years ago, I would have seen similar results, but 6 years ago, I wasn't as healthy as I am now, if that makes sense. If it's just, you know, I've been consistently implementing this routine for a long time. And yeah, I will go into more details of my specifics of the routine, of my diet, my exercise, my supplements, all those things in separate videos, but this is more like a meta video of the entire routine and structure. Next question, what are you doing that they are not doing? What would you guess puts you ahead of them? Muscle mass, do you think Brian could get better results by building more muscle? would love to see a video on this subject. I don't think it's muscle mass. Like, I think muscle, if anything, then at a certain point, it's going to have a negative effect on your speed of aging and longevity. So I'm already, in my opinion, I'm like at my peak in terms of how much muscle is healthy. Like, my body mass index is 26. And ideally, at my most ideal weight, I would be like with a body mass index of 24, maybe. So at my own ideal weight, I would need to lose like 2 kilograms. And right now, 82 kilograms, I'm 176 centimeters tall. So that's my BMI is around 26, something like that. And I could use maybe to lose 2 kilograms, but that will also require me to lose muscle tissue. And that's not my focus right now. I don't think it's the muscle mass. I think the biggest reason why I have better results in a lot of ways is the intermittent fasting. I think that's a huge, huge thing for me. And I always attribute a lot of my health results to the intermittent fasting. And just because of I have like an intuition about it a little bit. And, you know, having tested different diets, the dietary changes have had little to no effect on the results that I've gotten. Like the test I did 3 years ago, I was on a completely different diet than I was right now. So the intermittent fasting, I think, is the most critical part for my results. And if anything else, then the DNA methylation donors, the dietary methyl donors from your diet, they also have a pretty huge impact. And last question, and you did it without hiring a team of doctors. Way to go, Seem. well, yeah, like I don't have anyone else that I'm working with. It's just me, my own research, my own implementation of the things, my own testing. And of course, I don't have as much data as Brian Johnson or anyone else. I haven't measured like my eyesight age. I haven't measured my liver age, whatever. Of course, Brian Johnson has a lot more data, but his data is mostly N equals one. And, you know, I have only my blood work, my fitness tests, my DNA methylation scores, my do not impace scores, and those kind of things. And I might do worse on some of those things. I might have worse eyesight or whatever than anyone else. But yeah, it's a different kind of a measurement. But what I want to mention here is that you don't need to have a very expensive routine. Like my routine isn't expensive. I'm spending the only thing I'm spending money on is food and a few supplements. I don't have very expensive maintenance routine for this longevity. I might spend, I mean, Estonia is a bit cheaper than other places of the world. But I might spend maybe 700 euros per month on all the supplements and all the foods, which is like the average salary in Estonia. You could pretty much get away with very cheap money, and you can follow the same routine that I do, like the supplement routine and the dietary routine. You don't need expensive food. You don't need expensive supplements. You just need to exercise a lot and lose weight. That's going to give you a lot of results, and follow some other principles that I share in my videos. But this is already a very long video. I think you got a very good overview of the meta overview to my routine, my dietary practice, my exercise, etc. I will be doing more specific videos as well, like my actual foods and my training structure and how do I exercise and how do I eat in the future. But this is like a first of many in terms of the meta overview to my routine. Check out my video about the supplements that I take that have had a positive effect on my longevity. But other than that, thanks for watching this video. Make sure you click a like, subscribe, notification bell as well. My name is Seem. Stay optimized, stay empowered.